Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Sukkah, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Lulav Shiva Ketza. You learned in the previous Mishnah that the mitzvah of Lulav, sometimes we had it all 7 days on Sukkah, sometimes only six. So how is that? Ketza, when does it work out seven, and when does it work out six? The Mishnah explains. Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechalias B'Shabbos, if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, Lulav Shiva. Then it's Doicha Shabbos. Of course, we're talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Ushar Kol HaYomim, and the first day of Yom Tov falls during one of the other days of the week, not on Shabbos, then we only take the Lulav Shisha for 6 days. Because if Shabbos is during one of the days of Yom Tov, not the first day of Yom Tov, then even in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal said, you cannot take the Lulav on Shabbos. Now the emes is that in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah midi'raisa to take the Lulav and Esrit all 7 days. As explained earlier, for us, without the Beis HaMikdash, it's only midrabanan on the other days besides the first day. So really, if it's deraisa all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, how come Chazal said only the first day? It's Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara explains, look, Enechanami in the Beis HaMikdash, it was all deraisa, all the days. But lemaisa, on the first day, the mitzvah was for both the Beis HaMikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Chazal didn't want to stop it. And all the other days, the mitzvah was only in the Beis HaMikdash. And Memele Chazal felt that over here, we could implement the Gzeira. And again, what was the Gzeira? What was the concern? The concern was a person will take his lulav and go to an expert to learn the halachais of Nenuyim or the brachais. He's not going to realize that he may carry four amos in the Rishos HaRabin. Now, generally, there's a rule that Ein Shvus B'Migdash. You may remember that from Masechtas Pesachim and Masechtas Erevin. And that means they didn't make any gzeiros in the Beis HaMikdash. So how come over here we do have a gzeira? How come we say that if Shabbos falls one of the other days, Chazal were geyser and they said not to perform the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? The answer is, it's true. Sometimes Chazal said, Ein Shvus B'Migdash. We aren't geyser any gzeiros in the Beis HaMikdash. That's when we're talking about things that the Kehanim did. The Kehanim were very careful. But the lulav was a mitzvah that was performed by everybody, not only by the Kehanim and the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, the Rabbanan did have concerns. As we have explained several times, nowadays, the lulav is not taken on Shabbos, even if the first day falls on Shabbos. Now, lemaisa, if originally Chazal said, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, take the lulav even on Shabbos, so why did it change? Are you scared people are going to make a mistake? The times of the Beis HaMikdash? People that were taking the lulav throughout Eretz Yisrael, because on the first day everybody took it, could have also made a mistake. So it is explained. Here's our problem. Bizman hazeh, unfortunately, we don't all live in Eretz Yisrael, and many Yidden live in Galus. They didn't always know exactly which day Yom Tov was, because Bezen had to decide when Rosh Chodesh was. It depends when the Edom came. So the people in Galus could be off by a day, and that's the problem. We can't take a chance and say, well, if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, take the lulav. Because they weren't 100% sure when the first day of Yom Tov is. So Chazal weren't going to say, oh, for the people in Galus, you're not sure, you can't take the lulav. The people in Eretz Yisrael, you could take the lulav. That's going to separate Klal Yisrael. There's going to be different halachas with different people that we can't have. So once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they said, no one, not even the people in Eretz Yisrael, no one takes the lulav on Shabbos, even when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos.